All right, welcome everyone to the Talk Cock Podcast once again. After a small little break, we're back because we know you missed us. But don't worry, we're back. Okay, we're back. And you have your regular hosts here, TK and Donkey.
Yeah, as you can see, like, through it. The 1 week of absence, certain things have changed. I've grown a little bit more. Blood pressure that's growing in me. I'm so angsty, like, forever. I'm like, on this permanent constipation. And TK is loading on my screen, so give me a minute. It's always TK, like, I can't see TK at all. Okay.
Am I still loading?
No, I think you're fine now.
Okay, that's good. Well, yeah, today we're a man down, we're a man short, because our man is probably asleep or something. Even though last night I told him this was the recording time, and I told him, will you be able to stay awake? And he said, yeah, I'll be able to stay awake. So, yeah, anyway.
Yep, so it looks like he failed. Man has failed to land on the moon.
Yeah.
Yep, so anyways, yes, September is coming soon. In 5 months. Fucking hell, that's so long.
September, what's in September, donkey?
We're going to fucking Philippines, aren't we?
Well, let's keep it on the down low for now. Like, yeah, we are going to take a trip in September. And, yeah, that'll be probably a new season after we come back from our trip. Probably start a new season on Spotify.
Apparently, we've become less interesting after the week. Considering that our brains were a little bit empty.
Yeah.
I think March is a fucked month. Like, it's so much shit is happening in March. It's a really fucked month.
Really?
Yeah.
So like much a lot shit? I mean, with your work and stuff?
My work, personal life, everything. It's fucked. And it's my ex's birthday. The one who cheated on me, so fuck. I'm being prejudiced.
Why do you remember that?
I just remember the month. I can't remember the day anymore. Like, I usually remember the month of my ex's birthdays. But it's just, I think it's just me. Like, I can't really remember the day. Like, I remember Larry's birthday is in around April or May. Like I said, I remember people by the sign. So it's easier for me to remember their birthdays. But, yeah. Apparently, yeah, I can't really remember until I take a shit.
What do you mean until you take a shit?
Because my head is full of shit. So you need that kind of clarity.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, like, that's the time where you, like, go through everything. Like, your mind starts thinking and you're alone with your thoughts. Because
I am still alone in my thoughts, what the fuck? I don't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, but you know when you're, like, distracting your mind all the time with, like, other stuff? Like, for me, I'm constantly distracting my mind with, like, playing games or watching videos or movies or scrolling social media or whatever. The only time when, like, I'm conscious, like, I'm not asleep and my mind is not distracted by any of those is, like, one, when I'm in the shitter, and two, when I'm in the shower. So those are the two times my mind is, like, completely non-distracted and I'm just alone with my thoughts. And then everything just keeps flashing through my mind. Like, holy shit. That's why sometimes I, like, Try not to go. It's like, no, if I go now, I'm going to be thinking about all this shit. No, I don't want to think.
Well, I'm the opposite of you. When I go in, it's empty for me. And because I usually sing in the shower, as you can, has proven, like, I always sing in the shower. But when I come out, and it's when I'm distracted with a lot of things because of my job, the nature of my job, and my behavior. So it's the opposite from you. Like, I don't think anything in the shower. I feel myself all over by myself. So that's why I go shower a lot. Oh, and I don't want to come out. I don't want to come out because it's like, when I come out, no, I don't want to think of those things.
Well, yeah, it's usually like, it's usually not even work things that come to my mind. Like, it, you know, it's all the darkest stuff, all the existential stuff that comes to my mind when I'm like in the shower or taking a shit. It's like, what's the point?
You're not even at that age yet.
Bro, I've always had those thoughts in my mind, okay? Like, wait, what the fuck happened?
No, like, you're still loading on my screen, so I'm trying to tab you in. But it's not happening. Like, you're still... Oh, man.
Yeah, I think the moment I turn on the recording software, you can't see me anymore on the screen for some reason.
Yeah. Hello, John Cena.
Yep.
Your Bangla Cena. John Bangla. Maybe hello, John Bangla.
Maybe you should just pull up a picture of me and just stare at that while listening to me talk.
Oh, you mean the ones from Langkawi?
I mean, yeah, whatever works for you.
No, I have your image burned in my head permanently, TK.
Okay, I don't know if that's weird or not.
The only latest thing that I have in my mind is, you know, asking you, like, what kind of game character that I would be if I was a game character. So I asked this, like, a few of my friends to see, like, what kind of game character, like, I would be or my friends would be, etc., you know. So, yeah. So it's interesting to think about that and how to make... If I were to make a game out of them, what would they be, and how would, you know, things be? What the storyline would be? I was just looking at these games that I like called Shokuden, Suikoden. Yeah, it was an old PlayStation game that's having a remaster. Then, yeah, so they have like their specialty is like their signature is having like 108 characters because this whole thing is based on the Chinese myth or legend, saying that there's like 108 heroes who saved or something, whatever. I'm not too sure about that lore. I can't remember, but yeah, it was loosely based on that. So I kind of like that game a lot because it's really a good game and just made me think like, oh yeah, the kind of characters I like would be when I went in to check like what some videos to see like how strong they actually are. So apparently they happen to be top tier like characters of the game. You know, so just they just made me think like, oh, so if we were characters, what kind of gears would we be? You know, kind of thing. Like what kind of class, what kind of gears? So yeah, apparently, like according to my friends, yourself included, that I'm more of a berserker class.
Well, yeah, if you can call it a berserker.
I'm not. I don't know.
I would classify as a clown.
A clown? The fuck?
A berserker clown.
You're just using the fucking personification from my COD. What the fuck?
That's your COD. That's your IRL. You're a fucking clown. You just... I imagine your special move would be you just go up to people, like behind them, and then you tap on their shoulders from behind, and they turn around, and you're gone. And you tap on the other side, and they turn around again, and then you're gone. And then suddenly you put a fucking clown nose on them from behind, and they still can't see you. And you squeeze their nose and like pop pop. Yeah. And then you go like ho ho ho.
What kind of snake is that?
And then you say like a joker line like time to put a smile on my face. And then you blow them up because the clown nose is a fucking bomb, and you fucking detonate it with your remote or something, and then boom.
Basically, I'm psychotic to you. The fuck is that? Like,
hello, 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 oh, hello. Time to cry.
Well, at least that's cool, okay? And that's the kind of character, like, that's the kind of character and shit you like in that game. What's the name of the game? It's like Battleground? No, not Battlegrounds. Something PUBG. Grounds. Not PUBG, the other one. You know, you showed me, it was like a PC game where like they have this crazy gun. It makes weird, it says weird things.
Borderlands.
Yeah, Borderlands. Like, that's the kind
what
of...
What ground? There's no ground in Borderlands! What the fuck, bro?
It's the Borderlands and the Battlegrounds, okay? It's similar, so I didn't remember one, so I said the other. But yeah, Borderlands, you know? You said that's the kind of shit you like about that game, the craziness. The crazy characters and the situation.
So is it chaotic good, chaotic neutral, or chaotic bad?
It's just chaotic. There's no good or bad.
The neutral. It's like,
I would say you would be like an anarchist. You know, you don't care about the good or bad. You just care about the chaos. Yeah.
Yeah. So neutral. Like, there's no bad or good. Like,
yeah.
There's no greater purpose to this chaos. It's just chaos.
Yep. You just dress like a clown because that's what you want to do.
No, what the fuck? How is that? This is the first time that somebody said I'm a clown that does that. That would have been more of my... oh, no, wait. Actually, that's not. Yeah, that... What the fuck? I can't even put a finger on it.
But because your other friends like said you were more like the cool looking character, that one character from Devil May Cry.
Devil May Cry.
The tatted up dude with the leather jacket and piercings and everything. That's the cool version of you. But to me, at this point, you've become a donkey. Okay, you've become.
What the fuck? Bro! The fuck, man? Like, the other gaming friend, she said that I'm more of the mysterious and not talking type. And I hear you are saying that I'm a clown going around putting noses on people and shit. And I'm like, it's such a different end of the spectrum. Like, no, that doesn't tally at all. Like, what am I? Yeah, it's like that slot machine kind of character that you don't know what his ultimate is. Like, always 50-50. There's 50% chance you can deal like extreme damage, and there's 50% chance you can kill your own teammate.
The fuck?
Yeah, it's called the slot machine build. Like, my friend really likes slot machine builds, and it's like, yeah, it all depends on the RNG, like how lucky you are for it to proc that attack bonus kind of stuff. So yeah, I guess I'm a slot machine. I'm a slot machine. Hi. And you're still loading. Like, I've been trying to load you for the past 10 minutes.
It's not gonna work, this. Stop trying.
Yeah, fuck this, man. Look, I'm trying to turn this back. It's so frustrating.
Yeah, I find that Discord on the fucking phone is really fucked up.
Yeah, we gotta find a new place now. Like, it wasn't that bad back then, but now it's really bad. Like, it's really terrible.
No, but it's, if you're on a laptop or something, it's fine. It's only on the phone that Discord is really messed up. Like, you can't see the video, you know? You have to keep going back in and out. Like, even on my phone, I've experienced that. I think Discord on the Android is just messed up right now.
Well, now I can see you, but I can't on my video.
Yeah, and I can't see you. Like, no, people can't see you now.
Yeah, it's fine. No one can see you.
What the fuck you mean?
Yeah. The broccoli man.
Be careful, kids. Be careful to eat your veggies at night or TK will come hunt you under your bed, feeding you broccoli, stuffing it into your mouth. Okay, now you're hung again. Fuck. Yeah, this session is such a relaxer. Like, there's nothing interesting going on here. We're just babbling on bullshit.
Well, yeah. Well, anyway, it's better than, like, my view of you as a game character is still better than your view of me as a game character. Because I'm pretty sure I'm probably just like the fucking Indian man with the broccoli head. Yeah.
Yep. The one who holds this celery stick and charge towards the battleground and gets killed all the time. Like a bot.
The fuck? It's like a level 1 like NPC. A fucking goblin enemy or something.
Yep. You're a brown goblin. Sounds so funny. Why does that sound so funny? Brown goblin.
Yep.
You are a goblin now.
Goblin is nuts.
And you are like this mishmash of random shit put together. Like, you know, this level 1 NPC looking goblin with Urban Tracker's voice.
What the
fuck? Holding a slipper. No, the girl one! The girl one! So you're like this goblin that goes like, "Hi, how may I help you?" And under your description, you'll be like, "Oh, this goblin has a sexy voice in order to bait and lure enemies into the cave. Like, steps into the cave and then kill him."
So I'm a master baiter? That's what you're saying?
Yes! the game that I used to have, play, has legitimately have this title. It's called Masturbate, and bait has in BAIT, and you get it from fishing like don't know how many hundred fishes. Yep. So you are a masturbator.
The fuck? Expert masturbator.
Hello guys, how may I help you? Please come into the cave, help me, I need help.
And then this guy's all right, damn, what is this, why got girl in cave, let's go save them. And then to find this brown goblin sitting there scratching his balls, looking at him,
hey there baby boy.
Yep,
the fuck?
Oh no, help me, tasukete onni-chan, I'm trapped in cave. Hiya.
And then your girlfriend is the other brown goblin that goes EMP.
The fuck?
Like,
the moment the people just come into the cave, she throws the flesh and everyone just stuns. And we loot them blind.
Yeah, like she's the brown goblin with the female one, right? So it's like people like, expect that voice from her. But she opens her mouth and goes, Yum-hee!
What the fuck?
Yep, that's the both of you. Yep. This random brown goblins sitting in a cave protecting like random loot. Yep.
Very cool. Very cool character I have. And you complain about you being a fucking clown. Fucking hell.
And you know what's worse? That although y'all like that, my other gaming friends, the one that I used to play games together with, because uh-huh. I think I mentioned it before that we are called like this Chaosong, which means it's called stinky in a different dialect. It's because our luck is so bad all the time that, you know, it's like we reek of that sour sweaty smell, and that's what we call, yeah, we used to describe bad luck. So one of them has extremely bad luck, like no matter what he does, he always has like very bad rolls. Like if you roll for a character, he just has like very bad RNG and all, and he has like the most random good luck and stuff. Like he get like two five star weapons, but yet he can't get the character that he wants, which is a lower tier character. Fuck. Yeah, he that kind of luck, you know. And then my other friend, who is very into like the whole strategy and the whole mechanics behind the gameplay, and he never bothers about anything else. So he's always leading a very hobo lifestyle. Like his character is always like very hobo-ish. You know, like there's no goal, and his inventory is always full, and he has like a lot of random junk inside his, like the hoarder, you know, like that old man hoarder. That hoarder is like a lot of weird shit, and then he's just like, oh, you know that crazy scientist that's about to go crazy, and then yeah, he's that kind of character.
Wait, so this the game you're talking about is Genshin Impact, right?
Genshin is one, but before that, we were playing another game before that. It's called Aura Kingdom.
Oh, okay, you told me about that.
Yeah, so that game, that is a game that we met. So, yeah, like, whenever we played together, like, one of them is called Akama, and he's the hobo one. The other one is the bad luck one, and he's always full of memes. So, yeah.
Akama, the guy you drank the pistachio milk with?
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah, so he leads a very hobo lifestyle. Like, even in real life, I didn't really. We tested the bad luck. So like when he came, I met him. So I was like, oh, let's go to the hawker center that's nearby, because they have some quite nice food there. And then we walked there. Only find out that it's under renovation. Yep. So he's like, yep, my bad luck has been proven, and that is the legit story of his life. All the way, like since young. So yep.
Yeah.
So my friends around me are all goblins.
Well, I can kind of relate with the bad luck thing.
Like a goblin thing?
Yeah. And also the hobo lifestyle, but it's not because it's from my own choosing. Like it's not like it's out of my control. I'm a hobo, not by choice. I'm forced to be a hobo.
No, what the fuck? You can choose not to be a hobo.
No.
No, you like being a hobo. See, you like being a hobo. Fucking goblin. You fucking goblin shit. You just want to stay in your cave and say, hello, baby boy. Welcome.
The fuck? No, it's not a choice.
Okay. It's okay,
lifestyle.
No, when people are... People ask you for your pronouns. Are you he or her? It's like hobo.
Oh.
Hobo goblin. Yeah, no, you bring a whole different definition to hobo goblin now. What the fuck?
It's like his, her, you know, the pronouns people have under their profile, his slash her. Mine would be ho slash bo.
Hello, hobo. Why are you call a hobo? Because it's a lifestyle, dog. And it start.
Hello.
Yep. Fucking that is PK. Hell. So
yeah,
we got a pretty much, you know, a game that is meant to fail the moment we introduce this shit.
Imagine there's a game and these are the character selection. Like, you go to the character selection page and these are the characters you have at your exposure. Like, at your disposal.
Okay. Maybe I should try drawing that.
Like, this character selection
page. And then it's like, this brown hobo. Like, how do I even draw a brown hobo?
The fuck? Well... It should be easy. Like, most hobos are brown, so
What the fuck?
Like, whenever I see hobos, like, most of them have turned brown somehow. It's either because they're tanned in the sun, or either they're fucking so dirty that they just turn brown.
So which one are you?
Which one are you? Are you dirty?
I'm the third kind. I am brown. I'm brown already. I'm brown by nature. Nobody gonna turn me brown, motherfucker.
Fuck the sun. Fuck the sun. You ain't turning me brown. I'll be browner than you.
Yeah.
And you start writing a diss track about the sun.
Fuck.
Trying to turn you brown.
Speaking of that, I did watch. I actually watched Tropic Thunder.
Again,
I watched it like this week, I watched it around this week with my girlfriend. I watched it so because Larry was like, "Oh, Tropic Thunder isn't funny anymore and whatnot, and it's not funny at all." And so I was like, "Well, let's watch it and see. Okay, let's see if it actually holds up or not." So I watched the movie, and I'll admit, it's not as funny as I remember it being. Because originally I remembered being a lot funnier, but it's not, like, when I watched it this time, it's not like that gut-busting comedy that, like, every second or every minute of the movie you're laughing, but instead it has, like, a lot of iconic scenes and iconic moments that are just hilarious. But yeah, throughout the whole movie, it's not as funny. I would say I was Zoolander as well, and that's more consistently funny. Like, the comedy DPS on Zoolander is higher than the comedy DPS on Tropic Thunder.
I think Tropic Thunder is not, it's more like a movie that's meant to be controversial rather than full-on focused on comedy itself. Like, if you look at all the pointers, like, it's more controversial. Like, it's meant to provoke in a certain way, in a funny way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's making fun of all the movie tropes and all the, like, stereotypes they have in Hollywood, you know? Like, they have the fucking Jack Black character, who's this actor who only makes, like, funny comedy movies, like the farts. They make farting movies, okay? And I forgot what's the name of the movie franchise he does, but, like, that's all he does. He plays himself and all the characters, and he just farts on screen, and he's a funny guy. That's all he is. And then you have Ben Stiller, the blockbuster movie guy. He only makes blockbuster movies that make a lot of money, okay? Yeah, he doesn't make any, like, serious drama movies or anything. He just makes blockbusters. And then you have RDJ's character, who's, like, this fucking... Who's a ripoff of, you know, those actors in Hollywood you have who just blend themselves in with the role, and they pick up all these dramatic roles. You know, they'll play the R-word character. and they'll play the what morally, you know, gray area character, and they'll play all these serious roles. Well, they'll change their persona up entirely, you know. So in the fucking Tropic Thunder, like, his actor actually goes through, I forgot that he actually went through surgery. He went through like melanin or pigment, skin pigment surgery to actually turn himself black, okay, for the role. That's so far that he went. And he changed up his entire fucking persona, entire way of talking and everything, to the point then that the actual black guy in the movie along with him was fucking offended at every time he opened his mouth. He was like, goddamn. Like, he only speaks in like stereotypical Hollywood black guy voice. Okay? He's like, you don't know what you got done,
Damn dog. There ain't no one motherfucking round, Pat. You don't want to fucking
things like that, and the actual black guy in the movie is just looking at him like, "Oh," and he's like, "Oh, so that's how you think we all speak, huh? That's how we all speak." and this guy RDJ, he don't understand. He's like, "Yeah, that's how motherfucker we speak. You got a problem with that, brothers tearing each other apart like that? That's how you like?" And the actual black guy calls him the N-word at some point, and RDJ gets offended and slaps him across the face.
And then he hugs him, right? He hugs him after that, right?
Yeah. Like, what the fuck, dude? But yeah, most of the iconic moments from that movie come from RDJ's character. They also come from Jack Black's character, because he's just this fucking ridiculous, like, crackhead who's like, yeah, trying to search for drugs everywhere. And he gets naked and has to get tied to a fucking tree. And also, yeah, he's like, tie me up to a tree or I'm gonna fucking go mad. Because in the final part of the movie, they have to bust out Ben Stiller's character from this facility. And this facility is a heroin-making facility. Okay, so that's, they make all the drugs and heroin there. And the moment he sees that, he's like, you guys have to tie me up to a tree and don't let me loose no matter what I say. Because I will take that heroin, and I will go batshit crazy. So he has to get tied up. And that's funny. And fucking Tom Cruise's character was like the funniest shit for me, because every time we cut to Tom Cruise and his agent. Oh yeah, there's fucking Ben Stiller's agent at some point goes to Tom Cruise, because Tom Cruise is the big studio guy in charge of the movie and all the actors. And Tom Cruise's agent, he gets called by the kidnappers, and he thinks the kidnappers are like another agency, and that Ben Stiller is going to sign with another agency. So his agent is like scared. He's like, oh shit, my client is going to get stolen by another agency. I have to stop this somehow. So he goes to Tom Cruise, and he's like, you have to do something. And Tom Cruise is actually saying that, let him fuck him up. Like, I don't care about the kidnappers. No, I'm not going to give him a penny, no matter how much money they demand. And he's like, no, how can you do something so inhumane like that? And Tom Cruise is like, imagine. This is going to be a huge news. This is going to be huge news, huge publicity for the movie. And because of this, we can sell huge big bucks at the box office. And if he dies in the fucking terrorist captivity, we can expunge, we can demand all the money from the insurance that we can. And it's going to make up for all the production of this movie. and you as the agent, you'll get a fucking M5 airplane or something, a fucking private jet. And he's like, you want me to sell my client and my best friend of 10 years.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey. You want me to sell my client of 10 years for an M5 jet plane? And Tom Cruise is like, yes. And a lot of money. And he says that and turns on the fucking Florida song in the background and starts busting it down. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like
yep. Charlie, no.
And the funny thing is, Matthew did drove the plane down to save him.
Yeah, in the end. And he did something that makes no sense. Like, in the end, he just comes out of nowhere. But Tom Cruise even had fucking prosthetic hands. Like, he got bald. He got prosthetic, like,
bro, dental. You've been talking about his fucking prosthetic hands for three episodes, man. What the fuck, dude?
No,
you had a prosthetic head.
Bro, no, I... Last time, did I talk about his prosthetic hands?
Yes, you did, like, for three episodes. The fuck is wrong with you?
This motherfucker just completely looks different, okay? He got dentals. He got fake dentals to make his, like, mouth all puffy and, like, look more, I don't know, old man. Producer-ish. He got a fake, like, fat ass tummy, and he got prosthetic hands to make him look that way, and like body hair all over himself. It's like so ridiculous. Every time I look at him, I fucking burst out laughing.
Well, yeah, you like that, don't you?
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, well, that's what a goblin would do. Yep, a goblin with huge ass prosthetic hands. Yes, I see.
Wait, that face you did just reminded me of fucking Austin Powers.
Why?
Have you've seen Austin Powers?
Yeah.
You know the when the fuck? What's the guy's name? What's the main actor's name that plays Austin Powers?
Austin Powers. Michael Myers.
Yeah, Michael Myers, yeah. Because he plays Austin Powers and Dr. Evil as well. And he plays other roles in that movie. You know? And he goes like, oh, baby. He does that fucking face with his fucking teeth. You just did that face like that. The fucking reminds me of Austin Powers.
Well, which face? The one I just did?
Yeah, the one with his teeth, because he has big fucking British, bad British teeth, and he just smiles and goes,
uh-huh.
Fuck, I look so ridiculous.
A big hand, I say, who would you like the big hand?
Oh, yeah. I
just laugh, like, sheepishly, like, oh. So okay, this is my plan. Okay, next time we go on a vacation, I'm going to start flooding this thing. Hello, Africa. Do you like it old or raw?
Become Austin Powers. Oh yeah,
groovy. Hey, I see that you got a nice figure right there. Would you like to have some tea with me? Oh, groovy. Like that?
Yep.
Nope. Fuck that. I'm just going to go up to the girl and eat it. I want to have some tea with me. Oh, no, no. my name TK. Like that.
The fuck? You might as well go on as like Ben Stiller's like R-word character from Tropic Thunder.
I'll just be Robert Downey Jr., man. I'll just go pigmentation and everything. I'll be like, Amiko Machai. The moment I land on the airport, I start doing this, Amiko Machai, Suga Gula. Yep. That'll be hard with the chicks, I swear, man.
Oh, fuck. No, you should go as Ben Stiller's R-word character and start like, stuttering like, "Oh, my my name is Jack. Ooh, I like to bar much."
Everyone knows you never go full R-word.
Yep, no. But yeah, I was thinking about the trip like for the past few days. Like, oh my god, I just want to eat so much so badly. Like, I'm just worried if there's no gym there. Now I can't work off the calories. And I can't eat.
Well, if you want a gym, they will just have to find a hotel that has one of those, like, you know, gyms in the hotel.
Do you think the one that we found might have?
And not all of them.
Oh, let's see. Yeah, but I just want to, like, chill, man. I don't even think I can go to the club.
I know, because last time that's what you did. You didn't go to the club. You just went to one bar and you were done. And you retired after that. You're like, yes, yes, I'm done.
Take care, I don't look my age, but I am my age. Well,
Fuck yeah.
I mean, you know, when you're older, you just enjoy different stuff.
Yeah, in your case, you just enjoy, like, sitting on the balcony on your rocking chair with a glass of wine in your hand.
Yep.
The blanket on your lap, keeping you warm.
Take care, you're back. Oh, will you come closer to me? I can't see your face. Oh. Yeah. Oh. So I can't do like water sports. I can't do this. I can't do that. Fuck my life, man.
Well, that's just what happens. You start enjoying the simple stuff, you know. Like I can't enjoy water sport. Okay, I'm never going back to a water park. Like, I'm not going down those slides, okay? Because I found out that I don't enjoy gravity, okay? Gravity is too powerful, and I don't enjoy when I don't have control over my body, okay?
So to recap, okay, what happened with this banjot is, okay, so we went to a water park in Langkawi, and there was this, five or six-story slide, like, you know, the kind of water slide that you go down, and then we went up by stairs. So there was one that we haven't tried, and I was like, "Oh, let's go." And he was like, "Okay, let's go." So I went in first, and it was dark, and I can't see shit. So the moment I went in, I was like, "Oh!" I went down.
No, you were literally like, okay, you were excited going in. You're like, "Woohoo!" And the moment you jumped in, you were like, "Woohoo!" Oh, fuck. This, like, literally, that was the change in your voice. I was like, yep, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not.
Yeah, so I turn around waiting for him, like expecting him to come up from the slide. I see this banjot walking down the stairs. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? He's literally walking down 6th floor. I'm like, nope, nope, nope.
Yeah, nope, yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, but the irony is he tried everything else. And the only ride that he liked was this slow moving flotation shit, and I got seasick from that. I got motion sickness from that shit.
Okay, and, I didn't like it that much, but it was like at least I have some control. Like the gravity is not like literally doing what having its way with me, you know. Because the moment you go down one of those slides, you have no more control over your body. You're just free falling.
That's
the
fun part.
For you, it's fun. For me, it's like, fuck, I don't like it. It's like, I have no control over my body.
Oh. Fuck, we are dead. If we go to a theme park, we will die. Like, I tried to take a roller coaster when Akama came to Singapore, going to Universal Studios. And I couldn't take the roller coaster. Like I tried one with him in the indoor roller coaster, and I had like slight motion sickness. Like, oh fuck, age is really catching up to me, man. There's so many things that I can't do anymore, and I kind of miss it though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would still be scared of going on a roller coaster, but maybe I'll be more comfortable than water slides. I don't know why. Maybe because like of the seat.
Guaranteed safety. Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a safety.
There was one. I went to Taiwan. I went with my ex-best friend. We went to this theme park in Taiwan. And yeah, like because both of us were really close, and then so I just went ahead, you know, like whatever we want to, let's do it together, you know. I'll try to do it. And so, you know, I have like quite a severe height phobia, right? So we went up to this ride that goes all the way up and just drops suddenly.
Oh, and those things.
Yeah, so I didn't think much, and I went to take the ride with him. And when we are all the way up, right at the top, I just sat there and like, wait, why am I doing this? Yeah, it was too late. I was like, the moment I thought that is literally so cinematic, like cartoonish, like all the way like, wait, why am I doing? Yeah. So yeah.
Fucking hell. Yeah, those things look scary as fuck. Like going that high up and then free falling down to your death. I'm like, holy shit.
But it's very gut wrenching. Yeah, so it is gut wrenching.
Yeah, but you're fine with like doing like go kart racing or riding the ATVs.
Yep, you will know that.
Yep.
This guy drove so slow on a go kart. On a go kart. I don't know
how to drive. Okay. That's my first time driving anything.
Yeah, but it's just too slow. It's like that. Okay, so imagine now. Look at my screen and I'll just simulate the speed.
It wasn't that slow, okay?
I leapt you 3 times. I overtook you 3 times.
Yeah, but that's because you were going fast, okay? You were going faster than everyone else.
Yeah, that's the whole point of
the car. I was going slower than everyone else, so like it. So to you, it seemed like I was going really slow.
When you are.
I wasn't going that slow, okay? But yeah, we talked about this a lot, you know, after coming back from Langkawi.
Yeah, because especially the ATV one, it was so fucking funny. Like every now and then, I still watch it back, and I see this bunch of like hanging on for dear life behind this Vietnam warrior going to war. Yep.
Yeah, that you fucking crashed us into like a pile of rocks at one point. And you're saying my fear wasn't justified?
Yeah, but I mean, like, I thought it was similar physics to, like, PUBG. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, I fixed it, so it's fine. Like, you didn't crash afterwards, like, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, those I can ride, but I wonder what is there to do in the city of Philippines, like Manila. What do we do there? Like, I legitimately have no idea. Like, at least, like, Langkawi, I know it's, like, a beach place. I know what to look forward to. But I don't know what's there to do in Manila. Any suggestions?
I mean, I think there will be similar places like Langkawi there. And also because it's, like, an island. Even, I think, Manila is, like, surrounded by the sea. So, I'm pretty sure. You know, those beach activities will be there if we travel to the beaches.
Oh, travel to the beaches.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a hope. I honestly hope that I don't have to deal with work when I'm there for a part. Oh, I don't think that's going to happen. I'm the only one managing everything. I'm still going to work during my holidays. Every morning, it's going to be the same schedule, TK. Like, every morning, wake up at breakfast, I'll be like, looking at my phone.
Yeah. Well,
I already feel sad. I already feel sad before it even happened.
I mean, it's a, you know, at least after work, you have the rest of the day to look forward to, you know, eating all that haram shit and going to different places, you know.
Oh, I think we have a traveling pattern now, like what we're going to do and everything. I think we have a fixed in schedule, like, oh, what time we're going for dinner, and we're going to like get food back and watch a movie in a hotel room and all. I think there's an unspoken scheduling between us now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't club. Please don't make me go club, TK.
I we'll see.
Yeah, please don't tell me what a club. I'll meet you back at the hotel room. I mean, we can go to a bar, but not a club. Like, I mean, I would still, I don't mind going to a club, actually. And see this old man doing that old man dance.
Alright, wait, there's something else that I wanted to talk about. Which was the Academy Awards. Did you watch the Academy Awards, Donkey?
Oh, I know what you're going to talk about now. Nope. I don't watch stuff like that. Okay?
Well, I understand. I mean, like, no Academy Awards can live up to the hype of last year where Will Smith slapped the shit out of Chris.
That was last year?
That was last year, wasn't it?
I thought it was... Oh, right. It was a few months ago. Okay.
That was last year. It was literally a year ago now.
Holy shit. Time flies.
Yep. And we still... And we even talked about it on the podcast, made a whole episode about it.
Yep.
But yeah, it's understandable that no Academy Awards can live up to the hype. Yeah, nothing can top that, really. But this Academy Award, I would think that you would know something about it because it was kind of like an Asian-themed Academy Award. It was like an Asian appreciation ceremony, if you
might call it. I'm never interested in stuff like that, you know.
Yeah. Well, but yeah, for people who don't know, like this year, like a lot of Asian people won the award, like a very high acclaimed awards that usually Asians don't win. And it was like a one movie, like ran away with everything basically. So the movie is like Everything Everywhere All at Once. And that movie won so many awards. It won the fucking, let me look up how many awards it actually won. But it won the award for Best Actress, Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress. I'm pretty sure it won the Best Picture Award as well. And maybe Best Director as well. And, okay, let me see how many awards.
Hold on. I feel pain in stretching my legs. Hold on. Oh
no.
These fucking joints, bro. They don't work like they used to. Okay. Oh man. Fucking swear, man. My age is really showing.
Do you think? Okay, I pulled up the awards and listen to this. It won the best picture, best actress, best supporting actress, best supporting actor, best director, best original screenplay, best film editing. It won all of that. And it was also nominated for three more that it didn't win. Original score, costume design and another supporting actress nomination. But yeah, it was like this movie just dominated the whole awards. And Michelle Yeoh, famous Asian Hong Kong film actress, who's popular and famous for her action roles and martial arts movies, won an Oscar for her dramatic role in the movie. For, I know that Donkey hasn't watched the movie, but I have. And I think, yeah, I think that was very well deserved, actually. And the male actor opposite her in the supporting actor category, I think he also deserved his award. Because I think those two actors, like, they carried the movie, basically. Like, it was a pretty good movie, plot-wise and story-wise, but I think it was still, like, heavily carried by those two actors. They fucking acted their asses off. And for me, I never knew Michelle Yeoh before this movie, because she's, like, a popular Hong Kong actress or something. But me, I haven't really watched those kind of movies other than like Jackie Chan's films. So I didn't know who she was. And my first exposure to her was through this movie. And I thought her acting was fucking brilliant. Like, her acting was so fucking good that it was her and the male actor. And the overall thematic message, the deep message of the movie, I think is really good. It's about like how women in Asian families have to sacrifice a lot. Like the story is like they go to America. They basically immigrate from China to America to build a new family. And her husband that she went to America with, basically, she went against her own family, her parents, saying that this guy is not good for you and he won't give you a good future or anything, so don't get married to him. She went against all of that and went with her husband, or lover at that point, later become husband, went to America and then did everything, worked hard together with her husband to, you know, make a living for themselves and their daughter. And so for this reason, she was always like vilified from her parents. Her parents don't talk to her properly, you know. It's kind of like, yeah, it's like the bad daughter who didn't listen to her parents or whatever. And then it's a lot of stuff, but it's like, yeah, it has those deeper undertones, and I think it hits a lot of deeper messages in the Asian community generally, because it's a very family oriented like community and culture, where when you're a part of the family, sometimes it's really good, and you know, the family helps you and you have these loved ones around you to help you, but you also get ostracized and get like alienated for your choices. The choices you make, and yeah, they can really hold it against you for the life. So, given all of these, it was a pretty good movie, and I really liked it. But did it? But I guess it must have been a really slow year at the Oscars, that it won so many fucking awards.
Yeah. Probably, like, last year there wasn't even any good movies, like, that came out.
Like, yeah,
I watched a few, like, newer movies, and there seems to be, like, a default template to make movies, and it's kind of annoying. Like, let's say, like, Ryan Reynolds' movie, and, okay, the feeling when I watch like some of these newer movies, when I see Ryan Reynolds, yes, he's a funny actor, and I actually enjoy some of his movies, but it's very one-dimensional. So like when you see like a movie with him in it, you know that he's going to talk a lot like Deadpool.
Yep.
Yeah, and half of it doesn't make sense. Like the joke's only funny to a certain extent. like, but he uses it throughout the whole movie, and it doesn't, it loses its novelty. So yeah, a lot of
movies. Are you talking about Free Guy?
Free Guy, Red Notice. Yeah.
Red Notice was so shit, dude. I hated that movie.
It was so bad. It was so bad. Like,
I regret ever watching that movie. I just turned it on because I was like, oh, it got really popular on Netflix. Like, the Dwayne Johnson and Ryan Reynolds are in it. Let me see. And yeah. I was bored out of my fucking mind throughout that whole movie.
Yeah, it is so boring. Like, Dwayne Johnson is good for action films, but other films, he just can't get out that comfort zone to break off that charisma about himself. And it's quite... After a while, it's just not enjoyable watching. Like, because it's not funny. Dwayne Johnson is not funny. Like, he's like, oh, hello? He's like my childhood hero. Like, I watch him from wrestling.
Yeah.
I think he was better in Jumanji. Like, you know, like him and Kevin Hart, like, have more of a comedic bond. But Central Intelligence was bad. Like, it's just so... Yeah, his attempt at comedic value is so bad. Like, he just can't do it. So, he's not funny. And majority of the comedic value is carried by Kevin Hart. So, after you can see it so blatantly in Red Notice that he has zero comedic value. Like, as much as I like this guy, but, you know, it is what it is. So yeah, I would think that last year was a very slow year in the movies. But yeah, I mean, there's nothing much to talk about in the movies like lately. Everything is very central around the Marvel universe. And there's no good horror movies. All templates are all overused. Actors are all very one-dimensional. Like, maybe if there's a movie with Tom Hardy, maybe I'll watch it. Like, he's the only one of the only few actors left that is worth watching. Like, even Johnny Depp is slowly being washed up. Like, you can expect you can expect like what you're gonna see in that movie has with Johnny Depp in it. So yeah, you're not watching when you see a movie with Johnny Depp in it, people are paying to see Johnny Depp, not the movie. Kind of situation.
Oh, the new John Wick movie is coming out.
Oh yeah, I'm waiting for that. Yeah. John Wick's pretty good though. Like, I don't know how to put it. Keanu Reeves is a very strange actor. Like, I don't know how to put it. Like, I enjoy John Wick. Like, I'm not saying anything bad, but it's just a very strange actor. Like,
He can't really act. Okay, like, he doesn't really act in his movies.
Yeah, it feels very forced to a certain extent, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, people just like John Wick because it's just mindless action. Okay?
Yeah.
You don't need someone, you don't need an actor who can actually act. You just need, like, I think Keanu Reeves just works in that role because he's just like this nice guy, you know, who's like deadpan and who doesn't say much, but you know he's gonna, you know, you don't want to get him angry.
He put in a lot of effort in those action training that he actually went through.
Yeah, he actually does his own stunts.
Yeah, so I think that's where he shines. His acting value is in all the training that he goes through, like The Matrix and all. Like, yeah, his acting has always been like this. There's this weird thing that I can't put my finger on. Like, you can't really say that it's sloppy, but it's just weird. Like, you know, you just can't put your finger on it, you know. You can't, like, yeah, but I can definitely see all the hard work that he puts through, all the training that actually really, I can see why John Wick sells, you know, like, because he made all that action happen and it makes sense. And yeah, the way I think the only part that he doesn't look weird in acting is when he's injured. Yeah, like, you know, and that looks very, very injured. Yeah, but the rest of the scene, that he's very awkward, like delivering speeches. You know, like it has this very awkward, like, like, okay, both of us. Okay, let's say you tell me, like, hey, Donkey, try to flirt with me. I'll be like, okay, how do you call this commitment without putting in effort when there's none to begin with? You know, stuff like that. Like, it's one in one of his interviews with Drew Barrymore.
Mm-hmm.
That he's like, what, something about love, like, how can you not fight for love? You know, how is it love if you don't fight for your love at all? You know, that kind of stuff. So that kind of awkwardness translate into his acting as well. Like, yeah, I can see that. Yeah, he's being true to himself. You know. Yeah, it's that kind of awkwardness that I can't put my finger on it. But yeah, if you talk about acting, I think Tom Hardy has like a wider range of arsenal in terms of acting. Like, when he plays, like, I think we talked about this before, like, he plays a character. Like, when you're watching it, you are watching a character, you're not watching Tom Hardy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, if there's any movies lately coming out with Tom Hardy, I'll probably watch that compared to the rest of it. Like, John Wick, yeah, I'll probably watch it because I watched, like, 1, 2, and 3. So now I definitely want to watch 4. Like, how far can this plot be stretched? You know what I mean?
As far as they can take it, as far as it keeps making money, I think they're going to keep making the movies.
Yeah, but I mean, the whole reason he started all this makes sense. But yeah, it's just quite amusing to see how they're stretching it from the marker to breaking the rules in the continent. You know, you can see them literally stretching it, and it's quite funny to watch that. But yeah, I mean, I can relate. Like, if I was him, like, if I can burn down my house and stole my car and killed my dog, I would be the same as him. Yeah, but
literally at this point, I don't think there's a plot anymore. I think they just stopped trying. It's just about, like, putting him in these scenarios where he has to fight a bunch of people and kill them, right?
Yep, like he stole his salary stick or something. Like, oh, don't fuck with the Baba Yaga.
Yep. But you know, it still works, and as far as long as it keeps working, people will keep watching and it'll keep making money, you know?
Yeah, but I wonder if, like, what kind of movie, like, Ryan Reynolds can pull off other than something one-dimensional now?
Other than Deadpool?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, any other movie besides Deadpool I see him in, I just see him as playing that character.
Deadpool. You know? Yeah, I know. Because it's so one-dimensional now, right? Like, he sticks his whole persona around it now.
Yeah. And I think you're right. I don't think Dwayne Johnson is funny. I think he's just, like, he has this charisma as Dwayne Johnson. But that's also a downfall, because in every movie, he basically tries to play himself, okay? Because that usually works for him. I think in Jumanji, he was a bit funnier because he was actually playing another character, okay? Yeah. Like, it was... It weirdly enough, it worked. Because we had to believe that Dwayne Johnson is literally another person, and this is just his avatar, you know? I think that's why it kind of worked. But in any other movie, I don't find Dwayne Johnson as, like, funny or anything.
Yeah, it's quite cringy if you think about it, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you watch...
I think he's better in just those action roles, you know?
Yeah.
Like in the Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah, when he and Jason Statham, like, I think they both work well with each other because of their egos. But yeah, I think that's where his comedic value is at. Like, when he puts up his ego, you know what I mean? Like, with Jason Statham, when two egos are fighting each other, I think that's where his comedic value is at.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of making money, have you watched Avatar?
Nope.
the new Avatar movie yet? Have you watched the first one?
Nope.
You never watched the first one?
Nope.
Damn.
Yep.
I mean, I haven't watched the new one yet, but I remember watching the first one. Yeah, I don't know if the new one is worth watching, because all I hear from people is like the technology is good, you know, the visuals are good, it's amazing, it looks unreal, you know, the visuals, the graphics, everything is fantastic. But from a movie, like from a storytelling point of view, it's nothing special. It's just, you know.
Yeah, since the first Avatar, that's the impression I'm getting. It's all about the visual effects. There's nothing much to it.
Yeah.
But I think, isn't that all what the movies are all lately? Like, you look at the Marvel Universe and all, it's all about the whole cinematics. There's no proper story plot or anything to it. There's nothing that really captivates. Like, even horror movies, like, fucking look at The Conjuring and shit. Yeah, so there's really nothing much that's scary or something that's...
Oh, speaking of that, do you watch the Scream movies?
In the past year.
You don't watch them anymore?
Nope.
But they still come out. Apparently Scream 6 came out like a couple of weeks ago, and it's still making so much money. And I don't know how people still keep watching that shit.
It's probably targeted for the new audience, because the older Screams were targeted for like people like my age, but the new one, you need a new Scream to target the new audience, kind of thing. Like, it's like how modern horror movies are catered to modern society.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like I think it's the same as the Tropic Thunder case. Like, Tropic Thunder was catered for like people, the humor of 2000s. And yeah, I think it's the same. Like, you have to, like, I think it's also because, like, there's so little else to watch in the movies that people pay to watch that movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I really don't get it, because when I see Scream, I just see a parody of itself. Okay?
Yeah. like the scary movies, right?
Yeah, like, at first, I get like how the first movie, the first ever Scream movie, would be like something interesting and people would watch. But at this point now, it's just a parody of itself. Like,
yeah.
The fucking creature, the fucking guy, the ghost face guy, is not even fucking scary. Like, and it's not even funny. It's like this in between thing that's not, it's just fucking stupid to watch. I don't know how people still watch that shit, find it good, and give their money to it. Like, what the fuck?
People.
That's like, insane.
I watched like Ace Ventura like 2 days ago or something. And
Ace Ventura. Oh, the Jim Carrey. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think as much as his humors are not working out anymore, but definitely a lot of the elements in that movie were a lot better than movies now. Like, you can see a lot of like natural flow of the 90s of the movies, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, Jim Carrey and a lot of supporting actors that supports Jim Carrey. And yeah, stuff like that. So the humor still holds. Like, I wouldn't find it funny, but yeah, it's still enjoyable to watch compared to others.
Yeah, but, like,
I can't remember what else you're gonna say. I think if you're talking about Scream, the Scream franchise, I think the movie that I would be closest to watch along those kind of genre will be Final Destination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop making that movie.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's basically brainless killing people for no reason.
But I get it. I get it more than I do about Scream. Like,
yeah.
Final Destination is not a good movie. Okay, it doesn't have good plot or anything, and it's predictable and whatever. But is this fun watching these, like, strange ways that someone will die, you know?
That sounded so weird. but then I think again, right, I think it's also because, right, on YouTube there's so many like independent like people doing their own so-called film, like right. like comedy, like because movies are now, because of all these platforms, it's been branched out to be more open to independent people, like indie scene. Like let's say the ghost hunting franchise. Like there's so many people doing ghost huntings on YouTube, and nobody's like, you know, those kind of mockumentary are much more inviting compared to watching a movie like The Conjuring and stuff like that. People watch that kind of YouTube, and the thing is, people don't have to pay. They watch YouTube, they don't have to pay that, and they get more entertainment out of that. And the people who are making it gets paid from all the views. Yeah, so like making movies now, like movies itself are slowly like dying off unless they have like big enough casting, like the Marvel Universe kind of stuff. But unless they have something very spectacular plot, like or an idea, like the Thai horror movie Shutter, or The Ring, they probably can't pull off another good what do you call that? Box office horror movie at all. So if you
but
talk
the thing
about
is, horror movies
stuff,
still earn a lot of money, like because they make it for a very cheap budget, and they usually make a big profit from those movies. Like,
yeah, so it's usually all the first time watchers that they're making the money out of from. So it's like a hit and run kind of situation for these horror movies.
Yeah, and like I remember you talked about the movie Smile and how it
yeah.
disappointed you and it was a bad movie.
So bad.
Apparently that movie made a lot of money at the box office.
Exactly.
So yeah.
I was so bored. I was so bored. It was worse than Red Notice, man.
The and, fuck?
Okay. I'll summarize it for you. It is like an event that happens for 2 days and they stretch it out for 1.5 hours. So that's how bad it was, kind of situation.
Yeah, I get it.
And
I mean,
yeah, there's no substance behind the traumatic events that's happening to the main character that's affecting her mental health enough to, because all that chick was doing was like, oh, you know, and that's the apparently that's a depiction to say that, you know, she's suffering from mental health. But then again, like all this what do you call this numbers that they're putting out, you know, for all you know, it's just marketing strategy to say that, you know, that people think Smile is good, you know, but it's actually not good. You know,
no,
it's just
it's not a marketing strategy because like they're actual box office numbers are verified by the, you know, box office and the studios and the people in that business. So I know those numbers are true. Like, the studios can just lie about it if they want. So, like, it didn't make a blockbuster amount of money, but it made like $100 million at the box office, you know? And as a horror movie, it's considered a success because the budget for those movies are really small, so they like
yeah.
make it for $20 million, and with marketing and everything, maybe $50 million it cost them, and they flip it for $100 million. So they're still profiting a lot, right?
That's so bad, though. And the other one is The Menu.
The Menu? I haven't watched that one.
It's so I thought there was something ongoing. Like, they marketed it in a very mysterious way. And you expect like a plot twist or something, or something solid, you know, at the end.
Oh, isn't it that movie about the like death game cooking movie or something? If you can't
yeah.
cook well enough, you die or something.
No, it's something like to eat. It's just to eat. Like you go to this, I don't know. It's a very abstract point of view kind of thing. But I get it. I get the abstract part. But there's literally no point to the movie at all. There's no you you know, some movies that you can't overthink it, and some movies you have to overthink it. But that movie is just, huh? You know, it's like, huh? Like, that's the end? And it makes no sense. Like, everything feels very shallow. Like, the whole plot and everything just feels shallow. Like, okay, the first movie of Saw was solid as fuck. Because there was a purpose, and it was executed well, and there was a plot twist. And everything makes sense. Everything makes perfect sense. Like, why he's doing this, and who is he, and like the way he set it up. Everything is fine. And it was so solid. Like, everything was so solid, and was executed perfectly. But movies like this, like The Menu and all, like, bro, what the fuck, man? Like, huh? Like, it's literally like having something to happen for the sake of it to happen. You know, kind of situation. Yeah. Like,
trying to be too deep, but actually not.
Yeah, kind of situation. And it doesn't make sense. Like, it doesn't even make sense in an abstract way. It just feels too... It just makes you... Huh? Yeah, pretentious. That's pretentious. The word.
Yeah.
Very, very pretentious. Like, the actor was good.
Ralph Fiennes, right? The Voldemort.
I don't know his name.
The actor who played Voldemort, I think.
I don't know. I didn't saw it, but I just watched the movie. I wanted to watch the movie because the trailers look good. Like, it has a sense of mysteriousness. Like, I wanted to know like what's going on behind, but nothing, bro, nothing. So there's this guy who killed himself for a dish in the name of like abstract art. And that made zero sense. Like, it was quite pointless. Like,
okay. Yeah. Speaking of a good, like, oh no, before that, the Conjuring movies also is something I don't get at all. Because I, like, watched the first movie, the first Conjuring. I remember watching that when it came out, and I was like, I guess it's good. It's not horror. I wasn't really scared watching it, but I guess it's kind of okay. I see how this could get, you know, mainstream popular. Fine. But after that, they kept fucking making more and more and more, and apparently it still makes money. Like, The Conjuring 2, 3, 4, and, like, the Nun movies. Like, I don't get that shit at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not good. It's not... this shit is not good. It's not scary. It's nothing.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's all... they rely all about... they rely all on jump scares. The whole suspense. You can tell when the suspense is coming. You tell what's going to happen. There's always two options. When the suspense is coming, there's always two options. A jump scare or nothing.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's fucking boring. Like, I don't know. Like, I get more kick watching out of Japanese ghost hunters on YouTube than horror movies now.
Mm. Also, yeah, the horror aspect is kind of funny to me now, because I remember seeing Conjuring in those movies, when the jump scare comes or when the actual ghost appears or the horror part comes, I'm like, I'm legit laughing, okay? It's kind of like when you watch a porn plot, like when you're not in the mood to watch porn and you just like randomly watch a porn plot, like, oh, I don't have the money to pay for the pizza. What shall I do? It goes like that, and you start laughing. That's how I see that fucking those horror movies now. It's just fucking funny, yep. Like ridiculous.
Yep, it is. So yeah, I mean, I give up. Like, I'm done. That's why whenever you ask me if I watch any movies, I don't watch any movies anymore, because I've tried to give it another chance, but it just doesn't work. Like, it's just so disappointing. Like, these two movies, like, even Red Notice, I thought, like, oh, comedy, Gal Gadot. So I thought it might be...
Nope.
Something that might be a different in dynamics, but nope. Yeah, everything was just a disappointment. Even Free Guy, I was looking so much forward to, like, watching Free Guy, because it was, like, a video game, and, you know, we play video games and everything, but... Oh my god, when I watched it, you know what it felt like? The image that I had in my head was like reading a composition for my exam. You know what I mean? There's so much words, and it's all words, and there's, you know, you can tell, like, the movie lacked of that kind of humor, and it's making up with words to try to make sense to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, right? Like,
that's the Ryan Reynolds way, though. Like, that's what he does in his movies.
It's like the first half of this episode's podcast.
Yeah. Got him. But yeah, I haven't watched Free Guy. But I'm pretty sure it's bad. The only good movie that I know is out right now is probably Puss in Boots 2. Oh. I've heard.
Yeah. I would watch that. I would watch that. Over any time. I would watch Shrek and Grown Ups over and over again. Any time of the year over a new movie. That's how bad.
I heard it's really good. Like, it's still in theaters and it made a lot of money. And apparently it's a surprise hit. Like, no one expected it to be so good. Apparently it's not just funny, but it's deep. And it has a message in the movie as well. Like, there's a deeper message.
I think I read it before that, the producers for Shrek wasn't expecting Shrek to be, like, a blockbuster. They thought it was a flop. So they put people who are working on another movie. I can't remember what movie was it. But people who flopped, who are doing bad at that movie, they're intending to sell over to Shrek. So they'll say, like, people who get thrown to Shrek are Shrek, like, in a very bad zone. But it turned out that Shrek turned out to be a fucking good hit. And the other movie flopped instead. So yeah, like, Shrek is pretty good. Like, I really enjoyed Shrek a lot for some reason. Hello, Shrek. Okay. That's why I'm donkey.
But yeah, I get the Shrek, but this is a different movie. Like, it's...
Puss.
Yeah, Puss in Boots.
Oh, we both like that.
Oh, yes, we do.
Hello.
But yeah, apparently, I think this is one of those, like, animated movies, you know, like some Pixar movies that are funny, but also, like, there's, like, sad moments and, like, there's a deeper message to it as well. I think this is one of those movies, and, like, I've only heard good things about it from the critics and everything. So I haven't watched it yet. I do plan on watching it pretty soon, probably with my girlfriend. But I think it's probably the best movie that's out right now, among all the new movies.
I'll probably watch it as well. I think I wanted to watch it, but I forgot all about it. My memory has been bad since the year school play. So yeah.
Oh, there's another funny movie apparently, Cocaine Bear. Have you heard of this movie?
Oh, yeah, the bear who did cocaine. I thought it was just a joke.
No, it actually came out. The movie came out, and it's available and like online. Like, there's the good, you know, the place where you can watch the movie. The good version is out, available right now. I was gonna watch it last night, but I ended up not watching it. We'll probably watch it pretty soon, but. I don't know. I've heard mixed things about it. Okay, I've heard from people that it's really funny, and I've heard from people that it's not good.
So basically, it's one of those movies that it's either you have that kind of humor or not.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I get it now. Yeah, so if there's mixed reviews about it, then it's usually that case. You know.
Yeah, but it's actually about a guy, a bear who did cocaine. Okay.
It's so stupid.
Fucking cocaine bear. Yeah, I saw it. I heard it for the first time. I was like, what the fuck? But because first I saw it on Instagram on some random post, like, they're going to make a cocaine bear movie. I'm like, what do you mean? And it actually came out and it's got actual decent actors and producers and directors behind this movie. And it is making some money at the box office as well. So I don't know. I'll have to check out because there's like mixed reviews on it. So I don't know for sure. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, we'll check it out. We'll check it out.
Yep.
Wait, do you think it's time to end it here?
Yep, I think so because I'm fucking hungry.
Yeah, I need to get to work. I need to do some work as well.
Yep. Okay, well, we're going to gonna have to be done doobie doo for now, guys. We'll see. That was it for our rambling of the week this week. Hope you enjoyed. See you all again next time on the Talk Cock Podcast. Bye bye. No! Thank you.